Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Incoming Fire, brought to you by Grave Concerns E-Team. I'm Steve Fearon.
And I'm Mike Fearon. And we will be bringing you tracks, news and insights from the hottest new artists around.
First up, we have Paresis.
Hi, this is Simon from Paresis.
If you could do the soundtrack to any film, what would it be?
If I could get my hands on any film to do a soundtrack for, I guess it would have to be something for the Alien quadrilogy or a film of that ilk. Something that can really build up an intense atmosphere and explode suddenly. I'd love to be able to do something like that.
What is it about music that drives you to get involved?
I'm driven to make music because it's the perfect outlet for me, emotionally and physically as well, I guess. I can let loose raw aggression, deep sadness, anything can just come out, and that's why I love it. It's a very cathartic experience for me.
Die!
Okay, that was I'm Not Afraid of You by Paresis and Reservoir by Zero Signal. Paresis are a UK-based project and are currently working on their full debut album and preparing for their first live show. They have several tracks available to download on SoundCloud. Check them out. Zero Signal are a brand new electro-rock band also based in the UK, and Reservoir is their first recorded track. So add them on MySpace and Facebook as they are one to watch. Okay, now some wise words and a track from Cease to Exist.
Hi, this is Dave from Cease to Exist, and you're listening to Living by the Bullet.
When making music, do you prefer hardware or software?
I've always used hardware synth, mostly just because of a hobby. I kind of quite like synthesis in that thing, so I like to be hands-on. But I'm increasingly taking advantage of software, especially things for like sampling and drum programming. There are some great platforms out there which I... which had a completely different perspective to that of hardware equipment. Things like, obviously, drum synths, sampling abilities, glitch plugins, and also some absolutely fantastic effects there. Lots of good possibility with software.
What was the last album you listened to all the way through?
Last album I listened to all the way through was Prince Purple Rain, just the other day, actually. Actually, Prince is a huge inspiration for me in all walks of music. The other one, more kind of in this genre of music, would be Covenant's new album, Modern Ruin. I was really impressed by how that album was put together. Production is fantastic. Great kind of range of styles, as always, from that band. Really enjoyed it from start to finish, actually.
We'll be right back.
That was Living by the Bullet by Cease to Exist and 241 by Counterfeit Eye. Living by the Bullet is the title track of the Cease to Exist EP currently available on Bandcamp.com. This is on a name your price tariff, so give it a listen and support UK music.
241 is a track taken from Counterfeit Eye's Search Party EP, which is currently available to purchase via Bandcamp.com and is also on a name your price agreement. Now Maestro, more music.
Killed by a vandal, his mother was a whore. He lies on the wasteland. His Caught.
Caught? By whom? Those men you spoke to?
They are not men, monsieur. They are dead bodies.
Dead?
Yes. Zombies. The living dead. Corpses taken from their grave. For me to work. Sugar mill. Here they come!
By The Sins and White Zombie by Virus Cycle. Seattle-based The Sins recently released Undone, their latest album, which received a very positive review in Grave Concern's Easing, courtesy of Mike here. The album is available to buy via Amazon, iTunes and all major digital music stores.
Virus Cycle is the project of US musician Johnny Virum. Focusing on undead concepts and themes, the album Alice in Zombieland is available for free download via Reverb Nation.
Finally, we have Pride of St. Mark's, the new single by The Mystic Underground.
The Mystic Underground are headlining a show in New York on March 25th, the details of which can be found on Facebook, and are on the front cover of the New York Depeche Mode fanzine for March.
Let's let them show us why.
We'll be right back.
Promoters and music lovers that make this possible.
We will return, but until then, share the podcast, grow the scene and love the music.